and heavy with Newton Faulkner's Teardrop ahead of that one. You're on the Dave Charles Show, and the Tops of Lifestyle Wine of the Week is next.
Looking to add some happiness to your work or living space? Come and play at Redesign Interior's brand new showroom. Explore our inspiring design library filled with materials and finishes to spark your creativity. Browse stunning furniture, curtains, fabrics and wallpapers, and chat to Paige about your current project over a cup of coffee. Visit us at Unit 3 The Quarter, Stuart Drive, next to Cafe Baba, or find us online at redesign-interiors.co.za. Redesign Interiors. Come and play.
In Tongaat, everyone's got a cousin who can fix anything. Tap leaking? Call Ravi. Car won't start? Call Ravi. Wi-Fi acting up? Call Ravi. He's good with phones. Next thing, the router's open and flashing like a disco. Rather call Oxygen. Proper tools, quick installs, honest costs, friendly follow-ups. Oxygen Fiber. Let Ravi enjoy his weekend. Get connected at oxygen.co.za or WhatsApp us today. Five minutes past 11 on a Thursday, the 2nd of April, and time for a little tipple. It's Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. Both Eamon and Valencia are in the house. Good to see you both again.
Hi, Dave.
Can't believe a week has gone by so quickly.
I'm telling you, it'll be soon now. Easter this weekend, it'll be soon Christmas.
Just now.
It's amazing how fast time seems to be flying. But it is, you're right, it's the Easter weekend, and no doubt there will be an opportunity for conviviality, getting together with friends and family, and generally speaking, wine goes very well with good times. So today you're looking at the Delheim Sauvignon Blanc 2025. What can you tell us about this wine?
Valencia? Okay, it's from the West Coast, Dave. It's a nice farm. It's been there for quite a long time. The Sauvignon Blanc is, I think, is absolutely delicious, value for money. The winemaker, Valencia, will have to pronounce his name. I know it's Mr. Lange, but he's from KZN. Mm-hmm. So he's a wine. He studied at Stellenbosch, and now he is the winemaker for the Delheim Wines. Which is very, very good. A very good achievement.
He is. And the winemaker name is Nongcebo Langa.
Nongcebo?
Nongcebo Langa.
Nongcebo. Or Nebo?
Nongcebo.
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 Okay. It's interesting.
It is.
It is from KZN. So obviously there's quite a few people from KZN that have...
Well, you know, there was that sort of attempt at launching a viticulture industry, a wine industry in KZN a while back. It didn't work, but it was a good attempt, I think.
They're still, as far as I know, they're up in up beyond Rawdon's, up that direction. They're still making wine.
Are they?
They're still making wine. Never tasted it, but I've heard a lot of comments about it.
That's a good comments.
Okay,
I won't go into it. But apparently,
we don't seem to have the climate for anything other than I remember when the Enterprise Ilembe got behind establishing a couple of vineyards in the area, and they planted it to Villard Blanc. Have you ever heard of those white grapes?
Yes.
It was apparently, and I went up and had a look at one of those. I was very impressed. I thought that the vineyard looked gorgeous, it was well maintained, and it was growing very well. I was up there with the young winemaker, and they were optimistic. They were very hopeful that this was something that was going to fly. Apparently, though, it didn't find favor, whether it was with the wine drinking public or simply because the conditions just didn't allow it to thrive.
No, I think our humidity is a problem, especially here on the coast, Dave. And then also I think the particular varietal of grape, what you need to look at, the different clones and what you want to grow. So it's going to be totally experimental, because it takes, when you plant a vine, you're not going to see anything out from that vineyard that you planted for at least 7 years. So it's a 7-year investment before you see any return out of it. Oh. And if it goes wrong, if you get it wrong, then 7 years is gone down the drain.
Yeah.
Well, sadly, we failed in our attempt to become
well, we've got
wine
leeches.
Province, but yes, we do have macadamias.
And plenty of leeches, which is good.
There it is. But back to the wine at hand today. It's the Delheim Sauvignon Blanc 2025. Apparently, it should be a light-toned wine with an expressive note or nose. That means the smell that you get when you crack the bottle and pour. The nose is that of citrus and passion fruit, showing lime zest and granadella notes. Well, you know, this is kind of pretty much the Sauvignon Blanc territory, isn't it? Not?
Yeah, it is, yeah. This is what we're kind of used to today.
These are the Sauvignon Blancs.
Yes. Whereas the one that we had last week, which was totally different style altogether.
That was exceptionally nice, the one from New Zealand.
That we died.
Yeah.
But this one now hasn't, it's gone into concrete and it's gone into stainless steel, so it's nice and clean, crisp. The acidity is well balanced in it. No wood there at all. Hasn't touched wood at all. And it's been on its lees for quite a bit, and then they drain it off the lees. Now, the lees is where you get all that texture from, the dead yeast cells. When people talk about lees, they're talking about the dead yeast cells that's in the wine after it ferments in it.
Because they talk about the juice being inoculated with selected yeast strains. And is that when the yeast has done its thing and has settled?
And
that's
settled.
The lees.
That's the lees. Okay. That's the lees.
So, the palate should be soft with a good balance between the vibrant fruit flavors and acidity that leaves you salivating. Well, let's have a look.
Very nice.
Oh, the notes are gorgeous. Mm. Hey, it's just granadella and citrus and passion fruit, which is exactly passion fruit and granadella is, in my humble opinion, exactly the same thing.
Exactly.
So we're drinking granadella juice here.
Mm. Soft and smooth.
It is, yeah.
Very easy on the palate.
Oh, that is nice. Mm. That is gorgeous.
It's very well balanced. The acidity is a slight little bit of acidity there, but it's
that's lovely.
Not, it's
They refer to the fact leaves you salivating. Well, absolutely.
Well, that's what it's doing.
It certainly is, and
especially today with the hot weather outside, Dave. This is perfect. Perfect for a day like today by itself.
Oh, that is nice. Mm. Delheim, they say it's good to go right now, or you can drink it within 4 years of the vintage, and it'll still be absolutely super. So, it's available at Tops at Lifestyle right now, and I know that if all is according to... I'm not sure because it's Good Friday tomorrow. Are you open?
Yeah, we're open, Dave, yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
So, are you doing a tasting?
We'll be tasting tomorrow, yes.
Wow. Yeah. Well, there's an opportunity for you if you're...
Normal hours, the law changed there a good few years back, whereas in the olden days, Good Friday, the most religious day of the year,
you
had to close.
You had to.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're open for the opportunity for you, if you would like to try before you buy. This is a rather gorgeous Sauvignon Blanc from Delheim. What kind of price?
It's not badly priced, Dave. $135. $135 a bottle. $134.99 a bottle.
So it's a bit of a gift, really.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And I suggest you go and grab it. You got good stock for the long weekend?
We've got plenty of it, Dave, yeah. We bought in quite a bit because we know the weekend's going to be hot, especially like today. So lunchtime, nice lunchtime Sauvignon Blanc with friends around. Easy, couple of bottles.
Mm, and serve well chilled, that's the trick.
That's it.
This is beautifully chilled. So well done, folks. That was a grand conclusion to the Dave Show, because I'm going home now. I want to drink the rest of this bottle.
That's not a problem. And don't forget, we've got First Thursday this evening as well.
Oh,
Dave.
It is First Thursday, yes.
First Thursday.
What are you going to be offering the public this First Thursday?
We've got quite a bit this evening. I think it's around 15 different styles, styles of wine from three different farms. So we've got Ken Forrester, wines that we'll be showcasing later. We've got Moratti wines later, and then we got two levels of wine from Niels Joubert.
Wow.
So we've got the entry level and we're going to have some of the reserve range. So be quite excited. I'm looking forward to tasting some of that reserve Niels Joubert range, because I haven't tasted it yet.
Well, there'll be plenty of opportunity tonight to catch up, mix and mingle. It's a beautiful occasion. First Thursday is quite an institution now at the Lifestyle Centre. It's in the studios precinct. There is good art through the art gallery, a beautiful exhibition of curated art. There's good food and good, well, certainly lots of good wine to be enjoyed and good music too. So pop along to First Thursday.
And Dave, just that one thing to all our holidaymakers that are arriving into KZN and especially into Ballito. I know the liquor laws are slightly different in Joe Walker in that direction, but here a lot of customers come to us on Saturday around 5:30 and they don't know the laws here. So there's restrictions on us here, as you know, with opening and closing times, especially on Saturday and Sunday. So just to remind all the people out there again, Saturdays we are 8 to 5 and Sundays we are 10 to 3:30. Unfortunately, we can't do anything there, especially when you get the blue uniform sitting in the car park. We have to close the doors. But that's just a slight reminder. But we're open normal hours throughout the rest of the week. Monday to Friday is we're 8 to 7, the same as our Super Spa.
Well, thanks for that, Eamon. Thanks for that reminder. It always pays to check before you shoot out to pick up a lovely Delheim Sauvignon Blanc. Just make sure that the store is going to be open. Of course, we'd love to see you there. And don't forget, the first Thursday this evening, we hopefully will see you all there. And the show continues. It's Mark Cohn, Walking in Memphis.